I don't know what you've heard about Chief, but he's with the Sweet Spot 1 to 3. He loves fish and movies with Pesci. It's the afternoon JUB. I don't know what you've heard about Chief, but he's with the Sweet Spot 1 to 3. He's f***ed all the Oxnard. It's the afternoon JUB.
It's the old open.
Yeah.
Oh, well.
When the teacher's away. You got a sub.
Cats will play.
Yeah. Well, it's 239 here on the ticket. You got the Sweet Spot. Whip 1.0 edition with Mino and me, Monty. Sean is off this week doing a little getting ready for Thanksgiving.
Okay.
Getting the turkey in. No, this is an actual
reference?
I think getting ready for Thanksgiving festivities, but we do need an afternoon Jub. Do we have Jub on the line?
Hey.
Yeah. Oh,
man, sorry. I was all ready to go earlier, and then I lost track of time.
The only thing that I'm upset about is that you and Ham didn't get to do your weekly fake Rosengarten while we waited.
My favorite part of the week.
Are we talking golf?
Oh, there it is.
It's not golf. There. Okay.
Man, I miss this gold.
Yeah, we like to bend George's ear as fake Rosengarten while we
usually when I get the clean feed hookup, I don't say hi or hey, how's it going? I just say golf.
Golf?
Golf.
And then Ham comes in with, are we going to talk golf?
Yeah, Ham.
Quarterback of the Lions.
Ham volleys right back.
It's hilarious.
Well, thank you, George, for doing this on your day off. Real trooper.
Yes. I'm glad to be here.
What does Thanksgiving look like at the Dunhams this week?
Pretty quiet. Only one of three boys home. But, yeah, we're going to have actually 2 days of celebration. We're going to spend tomorrow afternoon with some relatives, including my wife's parents, and then Thursday go to my sister's with my brother and friends of ours from Coppell. So, yeah, it's going to be a good time.
What about the second annual, maybe it's third annual now, Dunham COVID Open?
Mm.
Will that be reinstated?
Well, after the first 2 years, and for those who don't know, during COVID, I actually, and I didn't have to like move a lot of dirt or anything, but we have a vacant lot next to us, and between half of my yard and the vacant lot, I built a really small three-hole golf course. The problem is I left out sprinklers and hoses that I ran to the vacant lot, and the people who take care of that vacant lot gave me a cease and desist.
Oh, no. You had to do both?
Yeah. And, you know, I was just trying to improve the empty lot. I was planting ryegrass and fescue. And,
right.
You know, cutting it.
Yeah.
At least part of it. Two round parts, you know, that were greens. And one tee box. I mean, I don't know if that's like trespassing. I looked at it as maintenance.
Yeah, you were doing a community service.
But what I think happened is I also left some golf balls over there.
Oh, no.
And my vision is that one guy was weed eating, another guy was cutting the grass, and he shot like five golf balls at him.
Is it one of them in the temple?
Yeah, or the butt. We'll go butt, you know.
So can
that's
we?
What Norm said he is a coward, and hit him in the butt.
Can we trace back the COVID outbreak at the station of 2021 directly to the Dunham Open?
That
because
or Ham's wedding.
Because yeah, like 2 weeks later was Ham's wedding, and everyone was there. So I feel like other than like maybe me and you, Justin, and maybe two other people, everyone at the station got COVID at the same time.
I know. Bad. But, I mean, we were outside. I thought we were being safe. And sure enough, yeah, I had COVID. And somebody else did, too, I think, that attended at the time. But yeah, we I think we made sure that at least 8 people got it. Super spreader event, but
right.
Hey, when you're running a golf tour, you know, it's just
go big.
Yeah, you got to go big. And back then, we were trying to push through, and we were trying to. If you have the Santa Claus open down on the schedule, you got to try to play it.
So, did you tell these city officials or whoever's mad at you that you planned on flying in Amen's Corner this year? They just bring it in, dangling from a helicopter, and drop it right on your lot?
Because we're not really sure what Amen's Corner is. We know it's in Augusta, and it's like a little corner.
No, that's the most famous 3 holes in golf, so that's okay. Yeah, no, but I will. I'm going to say, hey, is it okay if I won't maintain it, but I'm just going to drop it in for about 3 days. I'm sure they'll be fine with that.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, you could, yeah, charge some people to come out there and play it. You'll get some money for the community. They'll appreciate it.
Yeah. No, and then the problem is now, as I was taking the riding lawnmower over there to try to cut a path a couple of weeks ago, I was told by someone in my house to cease and desist. Oh. She's a real rules follower.
Oh. Okay.
Okay.
And so I was like, really? I'm just cutting grass. No, get off that lot. So it's just like, oh man.
You don't think she was the one who narked on you originally, do you?
You know what? Now that you bring it up,
uh-huh.
That makes a lot of sense. Because how else would they know? Unless
right.
The guy got gatted by a golf ball.
He's sitting there. You are both at City Hall. He's got an ice pack on his head. Mad at you.
Here's a Titleist. Here's a
oh, it's why he plays with Nike balls. That's great.
Here's a Top Flight. Yeah. Nah, it was a good plan. It was nice while it lasted. I have overseeded what used to be and is still, I guess, hole number 1. So we may have a Santa Claus closest to the hole. Does that interest anybody?
Yeah, okay. That's still interesting. I heard EA is available if you need him to go participate.
Yeah.
You just have to supply him some shoes.
Got to get ready for the April Fool's Open.
Snap his ankle in.
I'd love for EA to come out. That'd be great.
He's probably already on his way. So I know that you're a big city boy, George, but from what I understand, hearing on the air and whenever we hang out, that some of your family is more on the countryside. Is that correct?
Yeah, I have some that are in the country, yeah.
Yeah, I've heard one of your cousins at 840 before. He sounds pretty
yeah,
country.
Right.
Okay, that is not a legitimate cousin.
I don't know.
That is not a legitimate cousin at all.
So,
but see, I think I'm kind of country compared to everybody else up there.
Okay, so then maybe you can help me out with some of these then, because I also have family from the country, and I'll go see them for Thanksgiving this week. But every time I go there, I like to keep track of some of the really country sayings that they'll throw out at me. And
okay, I bet I can help you out.
Okay, so some of the ones that I've heard, now some of them you can just tell what they mean by the saying, but one that like an uncle is a big fan of is that dog won't hunt. And
right.
He's not referring to an actual dog.
Oh, he's just saying that won't work.
Right.
Okay.
That doesn't make sense. It's not going to work. Yeah.
Another big one for him is, that boy's cornbread ain't done in the middle, where I think
he's a little
another
slow.
Way of saying, yeah, he's not all right. He may be a little touched or mentally challenged, maybe.
Which, you know what? I guess I commend him for being PC.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's all he's doing. He's just saying his cornbread's not done.
It's better saying than that boy's the R word.
Yeah.
I might have friends that might use that word from time to time.
Yeah. Well, okay. No, I can't say it.
Oh.
Never mind.
Well, we're partying here. You can say
safe space.
Like, George,
if we're in a safe spot, I'm fine with getting rid of that word, but long before we really knew what the word meant, it was, you have to admit, as a kid, that was kind of a funny word, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Boy.
Yeah. If we're in a safe space.
I love 20 share, Jub.
Then, yeah, we agree with him.
I don't say it anymore, but just...
There was a time on the playground.
There was a time when we said it.
And it really hit, too.
At the Marconi party.
And here's the thing. You know who said it more than guys? It's like girls in junior high would say it. Oh, my God, that is so, you know?
Yeah, when we're eating worms or something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You guys are so, you know...
You may be right.
But I'm glad they can't say that anymore is what I'm really trying to say.
Wrong then, wrong now.
It was, yes. And finally, we have the strength to tell them that is not right to say that.
And I think kids would say it because we would never get in trouble for saying it in school. Like, it was almost a replacement word for something you couldn't say. Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, even if you called someone stupid, that was kind of looked at like, oh, don't say that.
Right.
Like, I can't think of someone saying that word, the R word, and then the teacher or a parent being like, oh, don't say that. Like, it just kind of flew.
Like, I would never walk into a different classroom and then say that. Like, well,
yeah, you're probably not doing that.
The teacher may, and again, this is wrong, but the teacher may have laughed.
And that was the ultimate
And the kids might, too.
If you got the teacher to laugh, you won.
Yes. Absolutely. I mean, that's like the ultimate comedy test if the teacher thought it was funny. And you were to get in trouble and everyone had a good time.
But a lot of times I wouldn't do that, George, because I was as nervous as a long-tailed cat in a room full of rocking chairs.
Man, you do get hit with some out there, don't you?
And I'd be like, hold on, let me pull up my phone.
Okay, here's one for you.
Hit me.
And this is not from a family member, but one of my friends, in fact, is... The friend that we brought on the air to verify that Lainey Wilson had a legitimate Northern Louisiana accent.
Yeah.
We were drinking beer one night, and he said, "You got a church key?" I said, "A what? Church key." Y'all know what that is?
No.
I've never heard that, unless it's an actual church key.
I don't even know what that is. Oh, broke up on us. What was it?
Oh, it's a bottle opener.
Oh,
okay.
I'd never heard that before.
Why a church
that's
key?
That's a country thing, and apparently Louisiana country. Yeah, so try that one on him.
I don't know.
Yeah,
I
use that.
Get a long neck out and go, hey, anyone got a church key? And I guarantee you, someone will just run over with a bottle opener for you.
The problem
is, there's a Wikipedia page for it. Church key.
The problem is, George, I don't drink a lot of beer, so that'd be more useless than teas on a board.
Okay.
Man, I want to go to this gathering. This sounds like Tomfoolery's Thanksgiving dinner.
But this is the family that doesn't watch the NFL, right?
Yeah, that's how country they are, George, is for many years we didn't watch the NFL because Colin Kaepernick didn't put his hand over his heart like he should have.
Okay.
So they were.
Did they have any sayings for him?
And let me guess, they're playing a game that your uncle or whoever or cousin would play for free, and yet they're
right. And
put skirts on them.
Pay the firefighters. They would. I'll leave you with this one. They would say that Colin Kaepernick was all hat, no cattle. If I get any new ones this year, George, I'll relay them to you.
Hit him with the church key, and I think you'll finally be accepted as, okay, yeah, he's one of us.
Boy, I don't even have to say a word, and the second I walk in, here comes the liberal.
If you're a fraud, they're going to sniff you out.
City boy.
Oh, yeah.
City slicker.
City boy,
because I don't have a bazooka with me. Like, at the ready, here comes the lib.
I guess your girl didn't win, huh? All right, come on in.
Okay. But, yeah, if I have any new ones, we'll get them to you when we next speak.
Awesome, man. Happy Thanksgiving, everybody.
Thank you
so much.
Happy
Thanksgiving, George.
See you, boys.
How about that? Afternoon job.